And for our last segment, we're joined by Brian Bundage, trombonist and audio engineer from Albany, New York. Welcome, Brian.
Hello, everyone.
Oh, gosh,
Thank
you're
you
great.
For the
Listen,
tech support.
I understand. How did you get involved in the music industry? How did this happen? Was this something you developed when you were a child or you loved music? And how did you pick a trombone for your musical expression?
Two great questions. Yeah, so around age 9 or 10, which is, I think, pretty average in public school, to be brought down to the music room and test out a few instruments. And I think I had tried the euphonium, or a.k.a. the baritone. I've tried the trombone, and I tried the flute. And it was between the flute and the trombone. And, you know, at the end of the day, I think just the pushing and pulling of the slide really hooked me, you know.
Two very different instruments. That's not what
exactly,
I was expecting.
Right. Yeah, yeah. I mean, there was a little finesse from the band teacher, you know. She was like, you sounded pretty good at trombone, you know.
Probably the lesser picked up instrument. I think it takes a little bit.
I think so.
It's a little tricky
maybe.
To get those
mean,
notes
flute,
where a flute actually has.
Flute is also pretty hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean,
so,
they're both, I
so
feel like, maybe not super popular, but the trombone is definitely least. I would definitely agree with that.
Question is, you play the trombone. Are you play the trombone as a I mean, everyone sort of thinks of it as a marching band kind of thing because it's a brass. But do you play jazz? Do you play rock? What do you play? Do you play classical?
Yeah, so basically, you know, I played it all throughout high school. I went to Schenectady Community College, studied music business there, which is really it's more of a performance degree with some business classes tacked on, or that's what it was rather when I went back in 2004. It's a much different facility now. But yeah, so I studied classical there, but I was always into jazz and like funk and hip hop and R&B and modern stuff. So, you know, that's where my interests and inspirations lied. But yeah, no, right now I'm a professional jazz trombone player, as well as playing in a lot of like corporate bands, you know, wedding stuff, commercial kind of stuff, top 40 stuff. But I also was hosting a local soul night, which is like, was happening at Lost and Found in Albany. And it's kind of like a showcase of the musician pool and the singing pool in the Albany and Capital Region area.
So what is being a musician in the Capital Region like? I think every city has its own unique musical scene. Tell us about, what is and how has it evolved?
Yeah. So, well, I mean, you know, entering into the scene was probably like first like real gigs like 2006 or 2007. And, you know, at the same time, I was still like in the music industry, still doing like a lot of audio. And I've always towed the line between being a professional trombone player as well as an audio engineer. So the scene has kind of been, you know, when I first got into it, obviously it's small, you know, it's Albany and there's less population. But when I first got into the Albany scene in 2009, there was a lot of things going on. You know, I just had moved back from New York City and Westchester, where I was going to college. I moved on Madison Ave, right by the park, right by Washington Park. And there was so much going on. There was Lark Tavern, and Tess, who runs McGeary's now, was running Lark Tavern. And there's Keith Prey Big Band, like every Tuesday or something. I forget what it was. It was quite a bit. And then Justin's every Sunday had jazz on Lark Street. And there was just so much going on in the Center Square area. And then that kind of took a lull in, like, you know, the early 2000 teens. Then it started coming back before the pandemic. And, you know, we were playing a lot of jazz all throughout the Center Square area, you know, at Savoy and the Speakeasy down under City Beer Hall. As far as, like, the audio scene evolving, you know, it started for me working in the live industry quite a bit, doing like a lot of music festivals, doing a lot of like club dates and touring. And I was working for a big concert production company called High Peak Sound out of Saratoga Springs. And that was pretty music centric, which was really cool. And they're still, knocking it out of the park. I think they just threw the Adirondack Independent Music Festival or something like that up in Lake George. Not sure if you heard about it, but they're still doing a lot of great things. And their evolution has been really great in the scene as well, from being such a small entity, like literally one guy running the show, to a bunch of other employees running the show, and just reaching a lot farther in the area. But yeah, as far as evolution goes, I was playing more all over the place and not as focused. And I feel like now, and in the past 5 to 8 years, I've been really focused on just like a few kind of genres of focus, like playing jazz music at certain things and swing dances, and then playing the soul night every select, time at Lost and Found, and then just playing music for money at this point as a job, versus in the past it was more always trying to make money and trying to be able to pay bills and get by, but just really being inspired to just kind of vibe when I was younger, you know.
Right. Where you're leaving the capital region, you're going somewhere else. Where are you going? Is this your music taking you somewhere?
Well, I wouldn't necessarily say it's my music, but more so my life is taking me there. my partner just got a job at Berklee College of Music, and it's always been her dream to work there. So she's been there for about 6-ish weeks now, and we move in a few weeks, so it's pretty quick. Just reaching out the feelers to see what's out there right now. You know, luckily I've been doing, since the pandemic, I've been doing like a lot of freelance stuff from home, from this little room, essentially doing a lot of like post-production and mixing, some stuff for film. I've been doing like working with a lot of local people like Taina Seeley, La Banda Rebelde. Actually, I think it's just Taina Seeley now. And then a good friend of mine, Kevin Prokop, doing some classical stuff, mastered a couple Bright Dog Red records. And I've done a bunch of stuff for Youth Effects, which is a not-for-profit in downtown Albany, which is like a film STEM school. So hopefully going to Boston, continuing on this trajectory, doing a lot of, kind of recording studio stuff, if you will. Anything from, mixing, recording, mastering, voiceover, the list goes on.
Before we let you go, we have to end the show. You have some upcoming shows. Do you want to tell us where we can listen to you?
Please.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Trying to fill a lot of things in a short segment here. I have a few shows left over before I move. There will be more shows later probably, but September 17th at the Landis Arboretum, I will be playing with the Piggly Wigglies, which is a swing band that I've been leading for the past 4 or 5 years. We will also be playing, so that is 7 p.m. once again, September 17th, Landis Arboretum, www.thepigglywigglies.com for more information. And then that following Sunday, September 19th, I will be playing with my jazz trio with Tyler Giroux on piano and Dylan Perillo on bass, myself on trombone. We will be playing at Origins Cafe, which is out in Cooperstown. It's an amazing facility, family run, farm to table type stuff. Really cool.
Yeah, I know that place. That's a great place.
Yeah.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We will have this segment on the website with more information. Thank you, Brian Brundage.
Hey.
Wonderful.
Have a great night, and it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You.